Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. Brian Graykin is going to be joining us this morning. He's a regular on this program. He has Brian Graykin and Associates. That's a training organization. And on this program, he deals with various topics, obviously, concerning training. And, Brian, how are you this morning?
Doing very well, Dave. Great to talk to you.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and I always learn probably more than everybody else on these programs, on these segments with you. I really enjoy it. And we were talking about doing this. You had suggested a topic, the topic being, and I'll just tell everybody who was, recession or me-session. Now, I've been around for a while, and of course I know, as everybody in this country knows what a recession is, but me-session, that's a new one to me. Tell me what that is. It sounds pretty cool, but what is it?
Yeah, first of all, it's not a typo. That's intentional. It's me-session, M-E-session, and it goes back to the economy. You know, we all know that the flooring business has been weak for 5 years running now. Various estimates peg the market at 25 or 30% below what it was 5 years ago in 2007. And that's why we think we're in a recession, and we all know that times are tough. There's many flooring retailers who haven't survived that period. But you know what? A lot of people are still spending a lot of money out in the marketplace. But the key is they're spending it on themselves. That's why I call it a me-session. Many people are still spending a lot of money on things that matter to them. And so while we're in a recession, they're spending on themselves. I call it a me-session.
I got you. Can you give us an example or two of these, you know, of the way people are spending their money?
Sure. I did some research in a number of areas, and let me give you a few examples. U.S. restaurant sales. They're expected to grow over 4% this year, and that was after 6% growth last year. So you say to yourself, what recession? Restaurant sales are growing. People who go to day spas or nail salons, revenues are up 6% over that same period where the flooring market is off 25 to 30%. Neiman Marcus, a real high-end retailer, they saw a 9% quarterly revenue increase recently. Starbucks, everybody knows about Starbucks. They think their revenues are going to be up 10 to 12% this year, and they're projecting an additional 10 to 13% next year. Or on the cosmetics side, many people are familiar with Mary Kay Cosmetics. Their sales have grown about 15% this year over last year. So in some areas, people are spending a lot of money. They're spending on themselves. We're in a me-session.
Very interesting. Now, those are all smaller expenditures. What about big-ticket items?
Yeah, I've got some examples there, too. You know, 3D technology is new to televisions, right? And yet there are over 20 million 3D televisions in U.S. homes already. People have been spending to upgrade their television systems to 3D. A lot of people have iPads or some other kind of tablet PC. Over 72 million tablet PCs were shipped around the world last year. And maybe one of my favorites, BMW and Mercedes, their sales were up 13% last year over 2010. Another example of there are places people are spending money.
Well, that, I got to tell you, that confuses me. Why is it? I mean, aren't they worried? I mean, aren't they worried about the future?
I think they're definitely worried about the future, but they're also trying to survive the present. You know, we've all heard of the baby boomers and Generation X and Generation Y and millennials and so forth, and we tend to talk about those groups as if they have differences. But there's one way I think they have something very much in common, and that's in dealing with the stress from the present economy. A number of years ago, there was a TV ad, a series that had a tagline, something like, I want it all, and I want it now. Mm-hmm. I think that's what these groups have in common. To deal with the stress of the recession and that uncertain future, a lot of people are pampering themselves right now to relieve the stress. They're trying to improve on their own self-image, and that's why they're spending money on themselves.
That's interesting. Well, that ought to be some opportunity here for us. What can we learn about this whole concept of recession rather than looking at it as a recession?
Of me-session?
A me-session rather than a recession.
Yeah. What does that teach us about how we can do a better job of marketing flooring and compete with the money people are spending for big-ticket items like cars and televisions or for services like restaurants and spa services? I think the key here is that the things people are spending money on have a very immediate personal benefit, and those benefits are emotional, and they often address self-image. It starts with benefits. I mean, that's no surprise to anybody in the retail business. We've always talked with customers about benefits. You know, we're used to saying things like, the carpet's easy to clean, or the wood's got a great finish, it's going to last a long time, or it's got a long warranty. But compare those benefits to the satisfaction of a really excellent meal in a restaurant and you don't have any dishes to do, or a great home 3D movie theater experience in your man cave, or that new car smell and cruising around town in a new car. I mean, I don't know that, you know, how well the carpet cleans really competes with that on an emotional, personal, immediate self-image basis.
Interesting.
Do you remember when the iPhones came out, Dave?
Yeah.
That was about 5 years ago when Apple launched the first iPhone. I remember happening to be in a mall, seeing a long line of people waiting to buy them, and then seeing a news show that night. And on that news show, people were saying things like, I deserve this new iPhone. Or, hey, my friends are going to think I'm really cool when they see that I have this new iPhone. That's what I mean about emotional, personal, self-image benefits. And those are strong because they are emotional. Well, that's what I think the Me Session concept is teaching us about retailing.
Well, that really proved the point in spades, didn't it?
Yeah, sure did. You know, iPhones are interesting. There have been five generations of iPhones since it was launched in 2007. I heard a rumor that there's another one coming out before the end of this year. When the iPhone 4 came out, it's estimated that over 70% of the sales, the initial sales of that, was to people who already had an iPhone. They just wanted to move up. They wanted something new, the latest, the hottest, the coolest thing around. That's what we're competing against when we're trying to sell people flooring.
I got you. Now, we all know that benefits only are benefits if they matter to the consumer. And I guess in this industry and everything, I guess we've had to compete with consumers and what and where they spend their disposable income on all these other things that you mentioned. So I guess in reality, Me Session benefits really have to matter, I suppose, even more than they did before the recession.
Yeah, that means we need to work a little harder and a little stronger to connect to the reasons people will spend money. I mentioned carpet or wood and warranties a few minutes ago. Let's look at what the Me Session teaches us about how we might communicate the benefits. Instead of talking about how well the carpet cleans, maybe you say something to the customer like, you know, this carpet's really luxurious. It's going to look and feel great. And you've earned the best. I bet you'll be the envy of the neighborhood. Now we're trying to connect emotionally and personally in a different way to the customer. Instead of talking about how the wood has a new finish and the technical details or wear layers and so forth, maybe we say something like, your home's your castle. Your family deserves the very best. This beautiful wood floor is going to make a statement, and you'll be delighted with it for a long time. Or instead of saying the warranty's 5 years or 20 years or lifetime or whatever, maybe you say, this floor is going to look beautiful for a long time. You're not going to have to worry about it. I know you like to entertain family and friends. You're going to be able to put your energy into the entertaining instead of worrying about the floor.
Now, I guess we've all known that emotion sells. Is that really what you're talking about, an emotional approach?
It sure is. Now, I'm not talking about the salesperson becoming a drama queen or a drama king and crying and getting down on a knee and begging the customer to buy. But what I am talking about is communicating the benefits in a way that the customer feels emotionally attached to the benefits, and emotion sells. Emotion's powerful. That's what I'm talking about.
I see. Well, it's interesting. I'm wondering if a lot of players have been doing this all along, just because it seems like it's a good approach rather than talking about specs.
It sure is. I think now you're into professional salesmanship, right? Find out what the customer needs, communicate what you have to offer in a way that benefits the customers, close the deal. Rather than I'm a technical expert on the product and I can give you a lot of technical information that may or may not compete with that new car or that great meal out or getting your nails done.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's a great approach generally, with less emphasis on price and less emphasis on discounting, which is in the gene pool, I expect, for a lot of retailers.
Yeah, and it moves in the direction of selling better goods. I mean, we'd all like to sell higher prices, higher margins, more gross profit dollars going into the bank. And this moves that direction. And people are buying at the high end of the market. This may be the connection that moves that sale to the higher end of the market. Recently learned that the Dixie Group, for example, reported that when you look at its retail specialty residential carpet sales, they were up 11-12% second quarter over last year. And they're a player in the high end of the market. So there is business at the higher end of the market, and this Me Session approach may help salespeople get their customers there.
We've been talking with Brian Gracon. He's a regular with us on this program. He has Brian Gracon and Associates, and this is Floor Radio.